Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we're examining every single goddamn page of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, a scenario for Vampire the Masquerade, to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is 1992's Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, the official PDF release from White Wolf. Tonight we're discussing page 38 of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico. We're in chapter 5, The Pyramid, and we're in a section now called Lost Cities. Now this is the second day that Vampire Drama Club has been standing here, motionless. The fiction has not been moving forward, while the author has been explaining and now rationalizing this perfectly boring little plaza to us. We're not going to go back to the quincunx of pyramids. I think we covered that yesterday. If you're at all confused about what's in this plaza, listen to yesterday's episode. In fact, listen to the first couple of minutes of the episode. In fact, read the episode title. Done. What's interesting is not what's here. What's slightly more interesting is why no one has yet found it. I mean, as role players, it takes a lot more than the discovery of ancient pyramids in the jungle to excite us, but in real-world terms, and to a certain extent in World of Darkness terms, the discovery of a place like Tzintal with these intact pyramids from the height of the Mayan Empire, this would be a huge find. So why has no one discovered this place? Why has it remained undisturbed for so long? This is what the author explains to us in a section entitled Lost Cities. Quote, "Some may wonder why the city of Tzintal has never been found by explorers or archaeologists, or why the natives of the region have never reported it. There are several very good reasons." That is a sentence you say while you are trying to think of a lie. To continue, "The jungle in the vicinity of Tzintal is exceptionally heavy, not impassable, but very difficult to traverse. The city is totally overgrown, making it impossible to spot from the air. Certainly, survey satellites with ultraviolet and infrared cameras, and perhaps even downlooking radar, could spot the ruins, but there has never been any reason to train those high-technology devices on this area of the Yucatan. Without some very good reason, nobody would consider struggling through the heavy vegetation." So, reason number one, the entire thing is completely overgrown, it's impossible to spot from the air. There's never been a reason to look here with high-tech imaging that could possibly find the ruins. And the going through the jungle is so hard here that no one would just wander out exploring. You'd have to have a good reason to look in this specific spot. The second reason that Tzintal has never been discovered is a spoiler, but there are defenses. It's possible that some people found it and never made it out alive. Finally, reason number three, quote, "As for the natives, the entire region of Tzintal is considered an area of extremely ill omen. No one alive today knows why this taboo might have arisen, but conversely, nobody questions it. The natives simply stay away from this region of the jungle. Various anthropologists have picked up on this taboo, but have concluded that the evil omens actually arise from the fact that the region is a breeding ground for malaria and other diseases." So it's hard to argue with the non-specific natives who have non-specific beliefs about a region, but I do question what region we're talking about here exactly, because people don't know where Tzintal is. So this really is just a belief about a stretch of jungle, and not an immediately accessible stretch of jungle, unless it really is the whole region, and then we'd be talking about over a 35-mile radius around the actual location of Tzintal. We don't have all the relevant information to figure out exactly how large a space of trackless jungle surrounds the ruins of Tzintal, but we know that the closest settlement is 35 miles away, and it would seem like that's clearly the closest settlement. So if we assume that the other settlements are, you know, some substantial distance, maybe 5 miles further away, then we're talking about an area of jungle the size of, I don't know, the state of Delaware. That's a lot of jungle to be superstitious about. So in terms of United States geography, this is not like a region of ill omen. This is like a state of ill omen, which is not the motto of any of the states, but should be. Ironically, I think that would be really good for tourism. Delaware, state of ill omen. Much better than the current motto, Delaware, the state you forget about. So anyway, those are our big reasons. Number three, general superstition about, I guess, the entire jungle in the interior of the Yucatan. Number two, defenses to be specified later. And crucially, number one, the entire thing is overgrown with vegetation and can't be spotted from the air. I'm not going to say this sounds totally reasonable, but it sounds reasonable by World of Darkness standards, right? We can suspend disbelief, but just how high up are we suspending this disbelief? I quote now from page 36. "The pyramid of Mictlantecuhtli is 300 feet high and 300 feet on a side. You may be interested to learn that at its highest, the canopy in the jungle here in the middle of the Yucatan is about 114 feet high. It would be one thing if we were in the neighborhood. I can give you, okay, World of Darkness, everything is a little darker, canopies make things dark, maybe the canopies are higher. It follows, logically, you know, in this fictional world, God is a real dick, wanted to inconvenience humanity as much as possible, and so maybe that entails making the trees a little taller. I am not willing to spot you 186 extra feet of canopy. If we assume that the trees here are twice as tall as in real life, and not just individual trees, but the canopy as a whole, that still leaves the top of this fucking pyramid towering 70 goddamn feet over this gigantic canopy. This pyramid is too tall to possibly be missed, and that is the dumbest thing on this page. The thing is, you didn't even have to do this, because first of all, I don't think the pyramid really needs to be this big. Would have been easy enough to just make it smaller. Secondly, you had lots of practical options. You could have had this whole place built in like a sunken area, a deliberately dug out area to be able to hide a pyramid this size under the canopy, or a pyramid of maybe a slightly more modest size, maybe 200 feet up, or a slightly more modest size, maybe make the central pyramid 200 feet. Say that the central plaza was built in this dug out area that's, you know, a couple dozen feet or whatever below ground level to give you just barely enough space to say, like, plausibly you wouldn't notice the very top of the pyramid above the canopy. I don't know how that works in terms of, like, would this flood? Would this be practical? But that, importantly, brings us to your other option, fucking magic. It's the world of darkness, and we're going to find that magic has been used extensively to justify this whole structure and this whole situation. On top of the regular vampire disciplines that could hide a place like this, like obfuscate, or like some kind of dominate effect that takes away people's memories after they leave the spot, something like that, we are talking about a very powerful elder slumbering here. Allegedly, no spoilers. But also, just with vampire magic, like with thaumaturgy, you do all kinds of rituals to hide a place like this from sight. There really and truly was no need to try to hide a 300-foot tall pyramid under a 114-foot high canopy. It does nothing but make the author, and by extension the storyteller, lose all credibility if the players and or characters try to figure out why nobody has spotted this giant fucking pyramid before now. Nobody can argue if you just say magic. It's a bulletproof one-word rewrite. Some may wonder why the city of Tzintal has never been found by explorers or archaeologists, or why the natives of the region have never reported it. The answer is magic. Next section. Speaking of next section, join me next time for that, when we reveal the secret defenders of Mictlantecuhtli's pyramid on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the patrons-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that feed and support the show, visit patreon.com/megadumbcast. This season's theme song is Tequila Moonrise by Tequila Moonrise. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.